The following comes to UMN Radio from the Voice of America.
Hi, everyone. I'm David Byrd in Washington, and this is Healthy Living. Hundreds of millions of people worldwide have diabetes, and one consequence of the disease can be foot ulcers that lead to amputations and, in some cases, death. But Kevin Enix tells us about a new scanner that can help find the problem before it gets too late.
This scanning device, called the D-First, looks for hotspots on the feet of people with diabetes. These are areas of inflammation that could lead to foot ulcers. If left untreated, those ulcers are a leading cause of diabetes-related amputations.
If you have an amputation, then unfortunately the outlook is up to 50% of those who have an amputation are dead within 2 years, and up to 80% are dead within 5 years.
Diabetic nerve damage can affect a person's ability to feel pain, so many patients cannot feel the ulcers in their early stages. Using the scanner, warm areas of inflammation show up in bright red. It is estimated that 25% of people with diabetes will develop foot ulcers. Up until recently, doctors looked for these hotspots using scanners that cannot monitor the entire foot, so it was easy to miss some problem areas. This version of the D-First has been undergoing tests for 2 years, and designers are hoping to end up with a product as small as a smartphone. Kevin Enix, VOA News.
There's a smartwatch that uses artificial intelligence to monitor things like your blood pressure, pulse, and other factors, and help your doctor keep you healthy. Faith Lapidus tells us about it.
The MAP Health Watch uses artificial intelligence, or AI, to constantly analyze the health of its wearer, offering an early warning system for medical emergencies.
There are clinical-grade, highly accurate sensors involved in this watch. There are five of them, which are determining vital signals and calculating other non-diagnostic parameters.
The sensors continually measure vital signs like blood pressure, heart rate, and skin temperature. The data is sent to the MAP Health Watch team to be evaluated by the AI and the medical staff. With a constant stream of data, the analysis should get better over time.
The longer the person wears this watch, the longer the time the watch can adapt to its user, then the better alarm signals and less amount of false alarms and more specific alarms will be generated.
Five prototype watches are undergoing tests before mass production starts in China, and medical teams will be set up in the U.S. and Hungary. I'm Faith Lapidus, VOA News.
For more, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That was a program from the Voice of America.